For the first week, we had a family, so young couple, 25-year-olds with a 2-year-old son. And then this week, we've had 2 single men.
Why did you decide to put your hand up to host asylum seekers?
Just before the last election, there were a group of us that were getting really disappointed with all the rhetoric in the media about asylum seekers and refugees and boat people, and it was just all so negative that we thought it'd be good to do just something a bit positive to say we think there should be more compassion shown to people that, for want of circumstance, had a really rough trot. So that's what it was all about. Then when we came across Home Among the Gum Trees on Facebook, that sounded like something that we could do, something that could have an immediate positive impact rather than banging our heads against brick walls, writing letters to politicians. The whole idea is just a holiday for people. So it sounded pretty simple, just people come down, have a holiday. But the closer it got, the more nervous I got. I was a bit concerned, how would I go? People that don't speak much English, how traumatised might they be? What other issues might come up that I just didn't know how I'd cope with?
And how have you filled the time during this 2-week holiday?
We did a lot of touristy stuff. So we went to Tower Hill. People were pretty interested to see emus, koalas, kangaroos, a lot of swimming. So expeditions to the beach. We have a pool, so we had our pool full of Sri Lankan people on a couple of days. We had a road trip down the Great Ocean Road to look at some of the spectacular scenery down there. All the sort of things that we'd probably do with any other visitors, really.
You're nearing the end of the experience now. What's it been like?
It's been a bit of a whirlwind. Learnt lots of things. The biggest thing is that we've met some lovely people, we've got some new friends, but it has raised a number of issues. For me, the biggest issue that I'm struggling with is the uncertainty of these people's lives. So they've had a lovely holiday. The people that left last week were so taken with Warrnambool and the friendly people and all that sort of thing. They were saying, we'd love to live here. But I know from talking to them that they don't have that certainty. They can't make those choices. They don't know whether their bridging visa will be renewed or extended or whether they'll be sent home.
And is there anything that you feel like you will be able to do to help their cause?
As far as helping their cause, it was never really meant to be part of this couple of weeks. It's too hard to ignore their situation, so we can't just have a holiday and forget it. There's got to be more, but what that will be, I don't know yet.
Hello, my name is Nalin.
Nalin, now you're here in Warrnambool with your wife, your daughter and 2 sons.
Yeah.
When was the last time you had a holiday?
This first holiday. Yeah, I come in Australia 1 year, 2 months after this first holiday. I am very happy, very enjoying.
How important is it to you to have a break, to have a chance to relax?
Yes, important, relax, yeah. Very good. My children, wife is relaxed, happy.
Hi, my name's Damien.
Now, Damien, who's staying with you at the moment?
It's 3 of the Sri Lankan boys. There's Saran and Delvin and Stan.
And how's the experience been for you so far?
Oh, fabulous. They've sort of sung songs at home and cooked a curry that made me cry. We've done some fishing and some trips over to Port Fairy, some walks.
I believe that you share mutual loves of fishing and music with the boys.
Particularly with Delvin, his family are fishermen in Sri Lanka.
And how about music?
They've been sort of singing some of their Tamil folk songs, and my friend and I have been playing guitar, teaching them some guitar and singing some Australian folk songs or some rockabilly music. We're trying to convert them to rockabilly.
And do you plan to keep in touch with the boys?
Yeah, we're going to swap phone numbers and hopefully they might pop down whenever they want to pop down or come and visit whenever they can.
Hello, my name is Stan.
What's been the best thing about the holiday here in Warrnambool?
A lot of beaches and beautiful beaches, really very nice. And we are good friends and families, brothers and sisters and uncles and aunties.
So you've made a new family here?
Yeah, I have good families here.
Hello, my name is Danushan.
Hello, my name is Trisha.
How did you feel when you first came to Warrnambool? What did you think?
A little bit shy, and then second day I'm very happy.
And what has been the best thing about the holiday here in Warrnambool?
Swimming pool and beach.
What have you learnt on this holiday?
A little bit English
And what do you think about the family that you are staying with?
They're good and then they're kind.
I like them. My friends.
Hi, my name is Nila and I'm 10 years old.
Hi, my name is Rishi and I'm 13 years old.
Now, your parents are from Sri Lanka, but you were born in Australia. How has it been having a Sri Lankan family staying with you for 2 weeks?
It's been great. They're really friendly and straight away we knew that we can definitely welcome them into our family.
We felt very comfortable having them here and it was a lot of fun.
What sort of things have you learnt while they've been staying with you?
We've picked up a couple of words here and there. We've learnt a lot of culture.
I've learnt that they're pretty misunderstood and that they shouldn't be sent back and should be welcomed here. They've been through a lot of stuff that a child shouldn't be put up to.
We just hope that they can support more and more people and hope that we can invite more people into our country and hope that they don't feel hurt or anything.
And will you keep in touch with the family?
Yeah, we will, definitely.
You've made some new friends?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Kandasamy. Or a coffee could you come with me? Hot dog, cold, and ninga tatapare.